and near impossible to police. Uniformed officers used to patrol its maze-like streets in pairs. Then the cuts began to bite, and they stopped patrolling them altogether. There had been plans to regenerate the estate after the 2012 Olympics, but either the money or the enthusiasm had run out long before the work had ever started. He was standing in the pokey living room at the back of the flat. It overlooked an abandoned play park, complete with broken swings and broken glass. Beyond the play park, the London Overground stretched between Dalston and Stratford in a near straight line. The room stank of despair, as well as rotting flesh. The only furniture was an old brown sofa, a second-hand sideboard, and a table in the corner with a bulky television on top. And a battered leather armchair beside the window, in which was slumped the body of an elderly man, an ugly gash running across his throat like a serrated smile. Detective Inspector Matt Denning had seen his share of murder victims over the years, but each one still hit him like a smack in the face. It was the pointlessness of it that bothered him, the futile waste of a life for reasons that were usually fairly prosaic. The room was busy with white-suited scene-of-crime officers, but no one had looked up when Denning entered. He was on the point of announcing his presence when he spotted DS Deepak Niraj standing in a corner speaking to one of the SOCOs. Niraj was in his mid-30s, the same age as Denning, and dressed in his trademark leather jacket, his jet-black hair gelled into a trendy style. He jerked his chin at Denning by way of a greeting. "Morning, boss. Pretty grim, huh?" Denning nodded his acknowledgement and walked over to get a closer look at the body. He'd already put on a pair of paper booties and had slipped on some slim-fitting blue nitrile gloves. He hated wearing the gloves, as they always made his hands feel clammy. The victim was in his late 70s and painfully thin, almost emaciated. Matted strands of grey hair were smeared across his scalp, almost as though his hair had been painted on as an afterthought. His left arm dangled in mid-air, the skin loose on the hand like a glove that was about to suddenly slough off. The deep gash across his throat was flecked with speckles of dried blood. More blood had stained the front of his grubby shirt, turning it crimson, and had formed a congealed puddle at his feet. A short strip of what looked like masking tape had been placed over his mouth. Dozens of angry flies buzzed around the body or bashed against the window in a fruitless attempt to escape. "Do we have a name?" Denning asked, trying to ignore the incessant buzzing in his ear.
"Not yet," Niraj replied. "We're trying to find ID, but if this is a robbery, then chances are his wallet and phone will have gone walkabout."
Robbery was certainly a possible motive, but Denning never liked to make assumptions until he was in possession of all the facts, and they were a long way off that point right now.
"What about time of death?"
"Going by the state of rigour and the loss of blood, I'd say this wasn't recent."
The question was answered by the crime scene manager, Sheila Gorton. Gorton was Canadian and in her 50s. She was courteous and professional, just the kind of person Denning liked working with. She lowered her mask as she approached. "Good morning, Inspector Denning," she said with a wry smile. "One day I hope we'll meet in slightly more inviting surroundings." Denning wasn't sure if Gorton was flirting with him whenever their paths crossed, or if this was simply her attempt at humour.
"The smell alone says he's been dead for a while," Niraj added, "not to mention those bloody flies."
Gorton made a tutting noise, then said, "I would estimate he's been dead for anything up to a fortnight, and certainly more than 48 hours. Cause of death is a cut to the throat, severing the carotid artery. He would have bled out in seconds. Of course, this is all strictly off the record. The pathologist is on his way, stuck in traffic or something. So until he gets here and offers up his official verdict, look upon me as the warm-up act, and not the main event."
She threw Denning another smile. "We're also still waiting for a scene of crime photographer, so I would appreciate it if you didn't disturb the body any more than is necessary."